their attention on South Carolina now, ahead of Saturday's Republican primary in the state. More details, srnnews.com.
Retirement Outlook.
If your retirement account is mostly stocks or bonds, listen closely. The future of your savings may be more uncertain than ever before. Hi, I'm Paul Stone, CEO of Colonial Metals. The sad truth is, our government continues to eat away at our freedoms and security. In economic times like these, run around the flagpole by lunatics in Washington, I look to the most trusted store of wealth in human history, physical gold and silver that you own. At Colonial Metals, we specialize in helping folks with IRAs and 401ks and other retirement accounts move their savings into physical gold and silver. If you'd like a free gold investment kit, give us a call today at 820-800-8000. My team is standing by, ready to rush a free gold investment kit to you. You may also qualify for $7,500 in free silver and a free safe. Call 820-800-8000. Now. That's 820-800-8000.
Colonial Metals is not a financial advisor. Consult with your advisor before investing.
That's 820-800-8000.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. What a great forecast for the next few days as the warming trend continues. Today, lots of sunshine again with a high up to about 66. Clear skies, not quite as chilly tonight. Overnight low 37. The warming trend continues. We'll be in the low 70s on Wednesday. I think mid-70s on Thursday with lots of sun. Risk of showers holding off till sometime Thursday night into Friday morning, perhaps. But dry over the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. Legislation has been filed in the Alabama House requiring parents or guardians to provide written consent before minors may receive vaccinations. Under current Alabama law, any minor who is over the age of 14 can give legal consent to any authorized medical health treatment without the permission of a parent or guardian. This week is National FFA Week. Future Farmers of America's mission is to help the next generation explore their interests and talents in a broad range of agricultural career paths. National FFA Week focuses on the great opportunities available for youth in agriculture, an industry that affects every one of us. Alabama lawmakers are beginning the third week of the legislative session. The gaming bills that swept through the House are not up for debate this week in the Alabama Senate. The bills need a two-thirds majority to pass. In the Senate, that's 21 votes. Some lawmakers say the votes just aren't there. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, you will immediately see the difference in pricing. Not only do we offer the most competitive rate, but our closing costs rank among the lowest in the industry. How do we do it? Because we can. We do not have the overhead that big banks and lenders do. Those big banks and lenders have big expenses. And what do? They pass those expenses along to you. Meanwhile, here at Alabama Home Mortgage, we receive wholesale rates which result in big savings that we pass along to you. Don't pay more for less. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our rates and pricing are just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor in Central Alabama. So remember the name, River Region Contracting, for all your roofing needs. We're not affiliated with any other roofing company in the River Region. We've been in the roofing business since 2005. We don't have to buy our leads, and we don't have to knock on doors when the storms come around. We have thousands of satisfied customers throughout Central Alabama. So call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
The Harriet Two Riverboat has the perfect way to start your weekend each Friday with the Spring Dinner Cruise. Enjoy live entertainment as you dine on a delicious family-friendly dinner. Add your favorite beverage from the cash bar and dance the night away cruising the Alabama River. Get your family together and make it a family tradition. Boarding starts at 6:30 and cruise starts at 7. Book your cruise on the Harriet 2 now at funinmontgomery.com.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks Vapor Stick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick. And it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick. Soothing comfort for the whole family. And when you need more comfort for yourself, try Vicks VapoShower for steamy Vicks Vapors.
Use as directed. VapoStick for use ages 4 and up. VapoShower use for adults only.
I spray and scrub, but the soap scum in my bathtub is still there.
I spray and scrub, but the burnt sauce on my stovetop sticks around.
Sprays can leave grime behind, but new Mr. Clean Ultra Foamy Magic Eraser combines the scrubbing power of an eraser with the cleaning power of Dawn to melt away tough messes on contact.
Just wet, squeeze, and erase.
Stop spraying, start erasing, and clean with more magic than ever with new Ultra Foamy Magic Eraser. Mr. Clean.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I am Scott Beeson, the ladies of Liberty, as P.I.'s and Ivy says, are here as well. Amy Beth Shaver, Allison Sinclair. Sky's here, making sure that, maybe not keeping us out of the ditches, but keeping all four tires out of the ditches.
I'm just one man, Scott.
There's always so much. Sky's wrecker service to keep us out of the ditches. It is a beautiful day here in the heart of God's country. It is the 20th day of February, a Tuesday in the year of our Lord, 2024. There is so much going on out there. But I just want to check with y'all, make sure there's not anything that really, so really is important that you want to.
Who cares?
That's on your list.
I thought you were going to ask us like how we were doing, like, just
personally?
As human beings. Yes. No. You don't care about that. Okay, never mind.
I only care about the product.
Well, Scott.
Spoken like a true man.
Great Scott.
Great Scott.
I would like to let you know that Saban, for some reason, is trending on Twitter. Everybody, but I don't really care about that.
Is it because he's going to ESPN?
Well, I don't know, but I told y'all months ago that I knew he was going to retire based on the fact that he showed up on ESPN on Thursday nights.
Mm-hmm.
With our guy.
The tank top guy.
Tank top kicker boy.
Pat McAfee show.
Yes. Which I thought he lost that show. I thought ESPN
he
was...
He didn't. It was one of those examples of bad writing. We used that yesterday. Bad writing on the Alabama Political Reporter.
Mm-hmm.
Bad
mm-hmm.
writing and, you know, beginning and end sounds one way and then the middle is another. And
that's
just
what
bad.
It was. Yeah.
That was the situation.
Okay.
I've now been alerted.
Okay.
I know what to look for.
Well, the press, they don't do a very good job at
opinion writer,
things.
Scott.
You are.
And I figured out
mm-hmm.
that was bad writing. He's got a show. They were mad at him. He's not afraid to take on the man. And guess what? Neither are we.
Yes.
Although,
what? But there is a lot of news.
I don't know.
There's a lot of news out there. Alabama did really well. We talked about it for a second with the Supreme Court and the embryos.
It's all over the
news. And it has blown up.
Temple, did you see Tim Kass picked it up?
Everywhere.
Kind of,
which is a big deal. I think that is fantastic.
I did figure out the two that voted, you know, it was one One of the, I think the 1819 News article said it was a 7-2 decision. Mm-hmm. The Not the Beast said 8-1, and I figured out why.
What is the difference?
Well, there are Sellers, and I don't know his name, Justice Sellers.
Okay.
Might be a female, I don't know, in Alabama. Somebody could tell us.
I'll check.
Like half concurred and half dissented.
Solidly committed to both sides.
Just like some of our legislators in gambling.
I didn't know you could do that.
I mean, I think
you
he agreed with
William Sellers.
William Sellers.
Oh, Will Sellers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Will Sellers?
Mm-hmm.
I have his business card and I didn't know who he was.
Yeah, that's him.
Okay, that's weird. I guess I better pay attention.
Probably.
Anyway, Will Sellers, Justice Will Sellers, half dissented, half agreed.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Justice Greg Cook was the full dissenting vote.
Greg Cook?
Greg Cook. Mm. I'm shocked, actually. I'm kind of surprised.
What was his reason?
He had an interesting reason, didn't he? Did he not?
Well, he said it would destroy the IVF industry in Alabama.
Okay, so... Okay.
Now,
I'm not saying I want to destroy it. I'm not opposed to it. I know it's helped a lot of people, but that was not the question.
No.
The question is, what are these fertilized eggs, basically? What are these fertilized eggs? Are they life or they're not? Really? And so he decided to punt on life or not because that was too hard. I know I'm putting words in his mouth, but... It seems to me that would be, let me punt on the really hard question and then say, I'm defending an industry.
Yeah, the question wasn't, should we defend a business and protect business?
Right.
It was, should we protect life?
Right.
And I was kind of shocked because it's really opposite of what he campaigned on. And now it's a 131 page opinion or whatever they say. What, not opinion?
Opinions.
Is that what they say?
Mm-hmm. They do.
I don't know. Our legal expert, Amy Beth Shager.
Everyone relax. I'm here.
And, but I didn't read the whole thing, but I did get to that Greg Cook was the full dissenting vote and Will Sellers was half in, half out.
So let's just remember with that full dissenting vote and the half and half, which is not. Well, that's a real thing. Take me, for example. So the situation is...
Yes.
Sometimes half and half is just amazing.
Thanks. And never mind. I'm not even going to... I think you're fabulous,
okay,
too, Allison.
Keep going.
Scott, only sometimes. Yeah. No, I'm kidding. Remember, just remember, at the heart of this argument is exactly what you said, Scott. Is it or is it not life?
Mm-hmm.
And if we have to freeze something to prevent it from growing... It's obviously alive, right?
Yes.
Okay. But more than that, this is what I was wrestling with while on my afternoon walk under the influence of Allison Sinclair.
Oh.
Is not just, is it going to ruin the industry and how unbelievable is it that somebody would say that out loud, that they're for business over human life, but should we do this at all? Because when we do go in for IVF, and mm-hmm. I am adopted because my mom and dad were unable to get pregnant themselves.
Right.
So I have great...
But that was decades and decades.
It was 100 years ago, and believe it or not, I'm like the crypt keeper. I'm still here. But so I feel for couples who struggle with infertility, and it is a silent group of people that hurt and struggle. Mm-hmm. It is real.
Mm-hmm.
But as I was walking, I'm thinking, but isn't that what adoption is for? Because every single time you do IVF, you do capture several eggs, unite it, make a little human being, a little embryo. And then you know that half of those at least are going to be discarded.
Right.
So really for me, the question comes down, and I'd never thought about it before. Should we do this at all?
That's where I was going. Which is a hard thing to say because
really
I have people very close to me that have children because of IVF.
Yes.
But if the ones that are still left over are humans too, mm-hmm. how do you reconcile that? It's tough. And I was reading, this is how the left reconciles it. So John Archibald. At AL.com.
Is he still alive?
He's still alive, and he's writing some heinous things.
You're the
Bless
only person who read it, I'm sure.
Well,
they only have three readers over there.
He's talking about how anti-woke Alabama is now. And he goes through all the things. And it's funny, as he's talking about it, I'm like, yes. Like, everything he lists is a negative. I'm like, yeah, I fought for that. Yeah, that's awesome. But this is how he starts. He says, the Alabama Supreme Court ruled that frozen embryos are people, too. Popsicle people, maybe, but people. So when somebody drops a vial of humans in a lab, it's not clean up on aisle one anymore. It's a wrongful death suit. How terrible.
For somebody how who heralds his Methodist upbringing, I like well, him as a writer. I like him, and I love to read somebody who has different thoughts.
Sorry, is that too much?
He does a good job. Except if you're going to say that this is my upbringing and, you know, a couple years ago he was disappointed with the church, it all comes back to what is a person. And so he is laughing at human beings that were destroyed or will be destroyed because a person's a person no matter how small.
Well, he calls them humans.
And he calls them humans, and he's okay with the destruction of.
Right.
You're right. It's hideous.
It's disgusting.
So could he explain that?
He says, yeah.
I mean, what does he say in defense?
Drops a vial of humans, so you're acknowledging they're humans, and then goes on to, like, jokingly say, clean up on aisle one.
Okay.
That is disgusting. So we've got to figure out.
But don't forget, he's very upset about the prisons, too. He has no problem with the, you know, whatever happens to unborn baby humans. But he is tore up about the prisons.
I don't know about his prison talk.
It's in the next sentence. We're just a hop, a skip, and a bump away from somebody getting locked up in Alabama's death camp prisons for knocking over a test tube.
I couldn't get past cleanup on aisle one.
Well, this is about 2 days after he has the other one where he says that the Alabama may do school choice, basically, because we're racist.
So that's all we've got now. That's great. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Well,
is he the one that what?
Is he the one that had the cartoon with the bombs falling on public schools?
No, that'll be the wingnut from Mobile. I forgot his name.
Okay.
Crow? Is it Crow?
Yes. J.D. Crow.
Okay. He's
not a real good artist.
No, not really. Like,
not really funny either, but
no,
okay.
He's mean.
The one that can really draw is Stannis. Is that right?
Yeah, yes. Scott yes. Stanton.
Yeah, he's great.
So I just think Alabama's going to fall on the right side of history of this, to the chagrin of a lot of people. But it's what do you do with, because I'll admit, this is a conundrum. How does this?
I think it is. I'm not really sure what that is.
We're like going back. Well, you see.
It's a good phrase.
It's just, we're in a pickle, Scott. Is that how they say it in Gardendale?
Yes.
We're in a pickle.
We're in a pickle.
Yeah.
A tight squeeze. we just in a bad place. Rock in a hard place. So, like you said yesterday, we've opened the door. We've run down that street. And now we're kind of like, oh, well, wait, we're here. What do we do now?
Mm-hmm. It really is. And honestly, I mean, until I was on the walk, it started yesterday, a little fissure of a thought, and I was like, ooh, should we do this? And then, should you say that out loud? Because I'm sure people will call, and they'll be furious with us. But really, if we're going to be pro-life, this is where, do we adopt those embryos? I know that there are embryo banks where people can adopt children. I know people have done it before. Mm-hmm. Do we go back in our old age and go, I'll adopt some and I'll get pregnant at 51 so that the babies don't have to die because
they're going to die? Yeah, then what? Well, we can't do that.
You can.
I don't want to carry a baby at 45.
I don't either. I mean, I don't want to end up in the Guinness Books of World Records for grandma.
Did you hear about
Gray,
who
had a baby?
Was it you that was telling me about the 65-year-old
the
lady in Homewood that's 60-something that's pregnant?
No, that's not real.
Who told us about
that? Are you serious? I did see a picture, but it was of somebody
had a baby. Scott is devastated right now with this whole show. But anyway, apparently there's a lady in Homewood that is now pregnant at 65-something, and they are saying that the COVID vaccines, you know, they mess with your reproductive organs.
Yes. Right.
That they like reversed and everything started working again. And now she's carrying a baby. Dang it. I swear I'm not making that up. Somebody told me that.
I absolutely believe you.
Holy cow. We're going to have to check into that.
We will check into it. Our crack team of researchers will get on
her.
It. Well, I don't really. Well, I wouldn't be sad. I mean, I should have had more kids and I didn't.
You would have.
I wanted to have like seven, but it's okay. I have three in heaven. That's all right.
There you go.
But that's the deal. That's the real deal with the IVF. And that's the uncomfortable thing that nobody really wants to deal with. And so John Archibald laughs and scoffs. But I think too many people would do the same thing. And now in the church, we are going to have this discussion because we're rooted and grounded in the truth of the gospel and the fact that the Bible said, before you were formed, I knew you. Mm-hmm. And so what do we do with that?
Well, you can't say life begins at conception if it doesn't begin at
exactly.
conception.
Exactly. Right. And for people who don't know, that's where we're getting that from. Is the Psalms say that he knit our inward parts. Mm-hmm. He did that. Mm-hmm. But then we shunt the question right back to Greg Cook and go, were you serious? Right. You chose business over humanity?
Right.
Aren't you a conservative, like Allison said? Isn't that what
well,
you
I think
ran
that Greg
on?
Makes
what do you
a point.
Mean?
Greg was already where all of us are today by having to decide on this case. And it gets really sticky when you're over here on the, is it life or is it not, for some people. And instead of saying, it's not, he said, it'll destroy a business, I'm against it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, we chose the easy way out.
We got to take a break. We'll be back. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out.
I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had it out. Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your market report. How is the real estate market and what does 2024 hold for us? Last year, over 4,700 homes sold and closed through realtors and the average sales price was $245,000. People who have owned real estate over the last 2 to 3 years have profited by keeping their homes and now have more equity in their home than ever. The people who listed their homes with realtors were able to find ready and willing buyers that paid at or above their asking price. Mortgage companies and local builders have found ways to overcome higher rates with attractive programs that allow for low-cost refinancing when the rate drops. Some of the local mortgage companies have new programs that help buyers with low down payment programs, such as one program with 1% down or even less. If you haven't bought a house yet, now is the time. For all the information, call Bo Goodson at 221-2883 or the Goodson Group at 551-0225.
February is American Heart Month, and Elmore Community Hospital invites you to participate in a free calcium score cardiac screening. If you are 45 to 75 years old and concerned about heart plaque in your arteries, this free calcium scoring test is for you. The test takes about 15 minutes, non-invasive, quick, and convenient. Testing is at the Elmore Community Hospital, February 22nd, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Call to schedule your appointment, 334-514-3835. Ivy Creek Healthcare, caring for you. How do you know once you pass that family and friends will get what you promised and that someone won't destroy or replace your will or trust with a fake one? How many copies of your will do you have and do your loved ones know where it is? Every time you change your will, you have to copy, distribute, and have it notarized. Put a stop to all of this at SecureAWill.com, where your important documents like last will, trust, or goodbye letter are stored until your passing. Then they send your info to whomever you've requested. You'll be 100% safe with voice biometrics and their new video signature. Visit them at secure-a-will.com.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Hey, if you are push mowing your yard using an inefficient lawn tractor or your current zero turn spends more time in the shop than mowing your grass, it's time for you to look at a Hustler zero turn lawnmower. Residential mowers from Hustler are built like tanks and drive like sports cars. All Hustler mowers have fabricated welded steel decks. Don't settle on that cheap unit. With flimsy stamped decks from the big box stores, go to Dietzville Ace Hardware and they'll guide you to the right mower for your property and your budget. Find them at Dietzville Ace Hardware, US 31, just north of the Pine Level exit.
This is Mike Costanza with Chappie's Deli.
And Jeff Branco with Chappie's Deli. Mike, let's talk soup. Our homemade chicken and rice soup.
Miss Dolly's recipe, it's so good. But especially when the weather changes, come to any Chappie's Deli location and get Miss Dolly's homemade chicken and rice soup.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
I want to play angry and upset at my position, and I usually flip that switch 10 minutes before the game. I'll say my prayer, and after that, it's just I see red for the next 3 hours.
That was Tamaje Porter. He and Chancellor Moody are preparing to try out for the NFL. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon, or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And I saw her face.
Welcome into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio, where we dare to tread where, what's this thing? Where angels fear?
Fear.
Fear.
To tread.
Perhaps today
do angels have fear?
No, they pretty much do what they're told.
I would think that's a bad saying.
It is. How about this? We dare to tread where cowardly radio hosts fear to tread.
Okay.
It
doesn't really rhyme.
Because we don't care. It doesn't sound quite as...
I bet Sky could come up with a lyric that would sound like a great motto.
I think we're way off track with the whole quote here because, if you know the whole thing...
You don't
thing,
say.
Yeah.
What is the rest of it?
Fools walk in where angels fear to tread.
Oh. No, so, that fits.
Okay.
No,
that's it. Okay. There you go.
Fools walk in where God said, don't go there. And the angels are like, look at these idiots. Look, right here. They're about to go. They're going to do it.
You asked me.
It does fit. No doubt
so
about
close.
It. And the question is, what do we do? The Alabama Supreme Court has said that fertilized eggs are... Mm. Covered under the, what is it, the minor, what is the, what's the law? You had it.
I did. I just read
negligence of a minor?
No,
I don't know.
Hold on.
I just made that up, but I do
the
have an answer.
The wrongful death of a minor act.
Yes.
And this all started because somebody dropped a test tube in a lab in Mobile. Mm-hmm.
And then somebody said, hey, look, there's negligence there, or at least it cost us money, or it has an impact on our family.
Right.
And they said, you know, those have to be protected. It's made all this national news, and we've started asking the questions that clearly the court had to start asking themselves. The weird thing is this stuff has been going on for decades now.
Yes.
And we're just now in 2024 starting to ask questions about... Hey, what happens to all these extra fertilized eggs, and what is their status, and are they people, are they not people? Now, people like John Archibald are clear that he don't care. It's clean up on aisle one, here's my question for John. And John and I have always gotten along. We don't agree politically, but we get along. There's a mutual respect there, I think, just on opinion. But I would want to ask John,
So what is your value? You know, when did you become valuable? When did you matter? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's what I really want to hear from some of the leftists. Mm-hmm. Now, some of them, I believe, if you really, 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 really press them, would say, well, maybe I don't. Which explains some of their misery, how unhappy some of them are. I'm not talking about John now, but when do you matter?
And for too many leftists, children don't matter until they pass through the magical birth canal.
And I'm not sure they matter then.
And they don't matter then because then you've got Peter Singer, who was at Yale or Princeton, who was advocating that a parent, it's either 30 days or 9 months. Length of time before they can decide, well, I want this or I don't.
Really?
I mean, it's truly, I'll look it up. It's breathtakingly cruel in his assessment because the child is incapable of taking care of itself. And so the mom should be allowed to go, well, I don't want
it. It's a little rough, yeah.
But it also goes with their worldview that they're able to abort children up until the day of birth. And then when an abortion happens and the child survives, and that does happen, that they won't give it comfort care. So their worldview is askew from the beginning because they're basing a child's on worth and wantedness. We're backing up and saying absolutely not. That's their worldview. That allows them to be like amoebas and float wherever
they
want.
It's really the wantedness part.
The wantedness part is cruel. And so do I want to kill you today? No, but maybe tomorrow I will. And if I want to, I should be able to.
She's pointing to Scott.
I want to slash your tires, Allison. And if I want to, I should be able to. I want to go and rob that Publix. I feel like it.
Well,
versus backing it up and saying, no, we're going to root and ground this in, is this a person or not? A person or just nothing?
Right.
And I back up to, if you have to freeze something to prevent it from growing in its habitable space, which is a womb.
Right.
If it's growing, it's alive. So we're talking about human people. We're talking about little teeny tiny humans that apparently John Archibald thinks is funny to say and clean up on aisle three because that's what happened in Mobile. But it's the worldview is unbelievably easy to just separate down the middle.
It fascinates me that we are willing as a people to do things, say things, or have opinions about little babies that the left would go to war over if it was puppies.
Mm. Amen. Turtles, dolphins.
I mean, imagine you say if I came on here on the air and said, hey, look, I got a dog and she's gotten pregnant, is the mutt down the street, and I just took them to the vet and they cut her open and yanked all those puppies out and we threw them in the garbage can, they would stroke out.
What if you just shot the dog
and got rid of the dog too?
I mean,
but you get what I'm saying.
I know,
this weird double standard where the baby humans don't matter, but the baby dogs, the baby cats, the baby animals do matter, and it's fascinating.
But I wonder if that translates, like, are they consistent in their argument? Because if it has to do with ability, well, there are lots of elderly people that don't have the ability to take care of themselves. Should we just
take them out? That's why they're for euthanasia.
I think so. You know, disabled, special needs kids. It gets really sticky, and if you continue down, like, where does life start? There's really no good answer besides at conception.
Right.
Because everything else is just arbitrary.
Everything else has like a caveat with it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So it's.
And they can't say it's nothing. I mean, they've tried.
Well, think about it.
But
even doctors in their embryology textbooks tell them that life begins at conception. So even medical students know that this is true. We've just decided that we don't want it, and so it doesn't matter.
We don't care. The wantedness. Yeah.
The wantedness is a weak and pathetic argument.
Crawdad and Gray Rider, y'all hold on, please. We're going to get to you right after this break. I really want people to weigh in if you're interested. It is what'd you say? Conundrum.
It's a pickle.
It's a pickle.
So good.
Stuck
awesome.
Between a rock and
it's
a hard place.
It's a deal pickle. Like we used to eat in elementary school.
Why don't they, why haven't they just, what was that, the way we saw? Why don't they just... Why haven't they decided to pickle cucumbers yet? I mean, y'all saw that lady, right?
Somebody should really do something with this.
They pickle everything.
It's like the greatest thing. Why don't they do cucumbers? For the love. We'll be back.
there, River Region area. Dawson Electric hopes you had an amazing Christmas and a fantastic new year. As we step into 2024, it's time to tackle those resolutions and make sure your home or business is in tip-top shape. And for all your electrical needs, there's one name you can trust, Dawson Electric. Whether you're planning a remodel, constructing a new home, or require service for your existing electrical systems, Dawson Electric has got you covered. Need emergency generators installed? Looking to enhance your outdoor space with stunning landscape lighting? Dawson Electric is the answer. We do it all, for homes and commercial spaces alike. For more information, you can find us on Facebook. Search for Dawson Electric Company, LLC. Hit the like button and stay connected with us. We're happy to speak with you at any time. Just call 334-270-8024. Say it with me. That's 334-270-8024. For all your electrical service needs for home or business, call us at Dawson Electric. Dawson Electric, lighting up your world.
Conservative Justice Sarah Stewart has the experience to lead Alabama's courts. As a tough-on-crime judge, Sarah Stewart presided over hundreds of cases, giving tough sentences to the worst criminals. Republicans can trust Justice Sarah Stewart to defend the Constitution and protect our families. On March 5th, vote conservative Republican Sarah Stewart for Alabama Chief Justice. Paid for by Sarah Stewart Campaign, 2029B, Airport Boulevard, Mobile, Alabama, 36606.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Walking into Zaza Sears Italian is a feast for all the senses. With authentic Italian dishes, craft cocktails, every seat is the best seat in the house. Our new head chef, Chef Quentin, strives to ensure all our recipes are fresh and new. Join us for lunch Monday through Friday, 11 to 2. Dinner beginning at 5, 7 nights a week. Or Sunday brunch from 11 to 3. Visit ZazaSearsItalian.com to see our updated menu and hours. Zaza Sears Italian, a Montgomery tradition for more than a decade. In the alley, downtown.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Rich Thomas Weather brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. What a great forecast for the next few days as the warming trend continues. Today, lots of sunshine again with a high up to about 66. Clear skies, not quite as chilly tonight. Overnight low 37. The warming trend continues. We'll be in the low 70s on Wednesday. I think mid-70s on Thursday with lots of sun. Risk of showers holding off till sometime Thursday night into Friday morning, perhaps. But dry over the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Rev things up in 2024 with Kubota and Capital Tractor. From the number one rated compact tractor to the number one selling compact excavator and more, we're powering Alabama. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Oh.
back into the program, everybody. Let's get out to your phones. I know y'all want to weigh in, and I always learn so much from y'all. Let's go. We'll take them in order. Well, if I can do the math quickly. Crawdad, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for everything that you make people think about, because there's very important decisions out here with people listening that you might not know that they're going to encounter, hopefully. If good words put in their mind, they can make good decisions, and that makes life better, living the way that the Lord God of all things, great and small, would have us do, and that is to do good, not bad. So I say man who has the position to legislate, where they argue about, law does not, we cannot legislate ethical behavior. That's what it's all about, making right ethical decisions. When in doubt, don't stick your neck out like that and make that decision. That's not their decision. We should fall back and say, you know what? Life is present. I cannot say what and when, so I will just not mess up something, because I will give a little piece of testimony. Thank you, my brother in God, Christ, and my friend right here. This guy prays for me and anyone. I was not supposed to be here in 1961, 1962, according to people talking to my mother at 23, being surprised, and then them telling her that her little tadpole had defects and that she could just not have to bother with that. Right. I'm telling you something personal. She decided to make everything as God would have it and put me in God's hands. And I am here to testimony, because the Lord says, I know when you are alive.
Not thank you, Crawdad. No, that's a great point, man. God bless you, brother. Great point.
Sorry, I talk too much.
No, you're good.
No, you're good.
You're absolutely good. We just got so many callers, man. God bless you.
Thank you so much for calling.
Glad you're talk to you again soon, Crawdad.
Thank you.
Mm. Let's go to Gray Rider. Gray Rider, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
You're on, buddy.
All right. Headset's working now.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk about that rider for just a second that you've been talking about.
Yes, sir. He writes for the old Behem News. Well, I guess AL.com. I don't know what they are these days.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never looked them up. So I'm not gonna fault him for trying to think that he's clever and making a little joke and a little point, you know. Because being somebody who thinks he's funny, well, a lot of times when he's not, you know, sometimes these things go over like a fart in an airlock. You know, you just kind of step back.
Wait a minute, Gray Rider. Are you talking about me on this program, or are you talking about the old news writer?
I'm talking about the AL writer.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to leave you alone. I sent for Allison there to take care of. what he's doing, he's already said that they're human, but he's trying. But they can't internalize. They can't empathize, a lot of these people trying to make these arguments. But if you got and looked at him and said, well, then apparently you were fine with the policies of Nazi Germany. You liked what they did at Auschwitz and Dachau. And if they get all offended and shocked and go, what are you talking about? I said, well, one human or 6 million humans. What's the difference? A human is a human.
Correct.
Exactly. So a human life is worth a human life. It doesn't matter the volume. Heinlein made that distinction in Starship Troopers. On his logical argument there, and I agree with it. You don't leave anybody behind.
Right.
So.
Yeah, the argument will always fall apart. It's just, it's antithetical to the way we were designed, to really everything. And because John Archibald knows the truth. He knows. You intrinsically know it.
Yeah, they're humans.
Amen. Yes.
And that's why it makes the answers to the questions of what we can do with them so difficult.
Right.
And in what people have done until the Alabama Supreme Court ruled across this entire nation, and I would argue around the world, have just said, no, I don't want to hear. No. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to think about it. I don't want to do any of that. And it is a real question.
That's one of the things that constitutes whether you are a actual adult and you've got any bravery in your soul or not. You've got to look the hard questions in the face, and you've got to decide what's right.
Absolutely. Gray Rider, thanks for the call. Great points.
Hey, appreciate you guys. Talk to you later.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you
for listening.
Day.
I mean, he's right. As adults, as human beings, we have to grapple with those questions.
Well, the problem is
the technology questions. As science advances and we have more and more things that can be done, the question has to be, should they be done? And the answer may be yes sometimes. And I didn't understand the process. Maybe y'all were going to tell me the process.
I actually just looked it up. I'm going to have to read about it.
Do they inject one egg at a time?
They capture, if they want two kids, they'll capture at least two, perhaps
two
more,
eggs.
Because that will increase. So, you know, do a little science experiment in the lab. And
so don't
go
put
back.
Them all in a Petri dish and then mix them up like a shake. They don't do that.
I don't think they can swim on their own.
Sperms can.
So they'll take the sperm and egg, make a little human, and then take those humans in the dish and then go insert
them. So why do they make
the
extras?
Because it gives them a greater chance of actually carrying a baby. Because what you're dealing with in infertility is that a woman in her womb may not be like a hospitable atmosphere.
Okay.
So she's also taking progesterone or other kind of shots to help that happen.
Okay.
And so because they've failed up until this point to get pregnant, then they'll capture two or three or four children.
And they'll
put
inject
them where they
all
need to go,
them in there. And
inject
maybe,
them and then hope that one sticks.
One survives.
And the other ones will be lost. And so they go back and they really test it often. They pay very close attention over a 10-day period.
So how do we end up with the extras that have to be frozen?
Yeah, that's what Scott's asking.
So they'll keep those. They'll keep those in case they want to go back again and do in vitro again. Because let's say one, two, or three sessions don't work.
So they prepare like 10 or 15 of them. And then they put four in.
At a time.
And if those don't work, come back and get some more.
But Scott's asking, like, is it really that expensive
to just do just to do four? Or is it like fixing a car where, like, it's really not, but it might. You know what I'm saying? Y'all get what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Everybody in every business says, it's just serious. We can't get over the hump.
A single IVF, defined as ovarian stimulation, egg retrieval, and embryo transfer, can range from $15,000 to $30,000.
Yes, but that's not the process of fertilizing the egg. That's what he's talking about. Like, why do we have to have all these leftover
embryos? Eggs.
Because, like, is it that expensive to go to the, to get,
to take the sperm and put it in the egg.
Yeah, so like, could you keep the egg and the sperm separate?
Uh-huh.
And then if they want to come back and do it again, then go back and create four more instead of doing 15 at a time and then having 10 kids left.
Yes. And I think the answer is I'm looking for the first time and seeing that there's a little mini IVF situation, but apparently they do have to get several. And I don't understand why they can't keep them separate.
I would almost bet you that the answer is because this is the way we've always done it.
Cost effective.
Maybe somebody can call us and tell us.
I'll just bet you that's the answer.
Because this is just the way we've always done it. But that would help a lot. That could keep IVF treatment going in Alabama.
Without having the embryos setting
those
over
there. Those humans in a vial that are cleanups on aisle one if you drop them.
Right. Charles the First of Dewany, he might actually know.
He probably will
and,
know.
And Randall as well will be up on the other side. Lots of stuff to do today. You don't want to miss it. We'll be back.
With Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Dot, you have a big event coming up.
February's the biggest month we've had in years because this is our 30th anniversary, and it will be February the 24th from 9 until 6.
Anything special going to happen that day?
There will be surprises, giveaways,
You can use gift certificates on that beautiful mahogany furniture that we've got, and we've got gorgeous mahogany. Some of it is signed pieces, as a matter of fact. We've got the Tiffany-style lamps. We've got chests and beds and tables and chairs, and it's just so much. I can't really get across to you what how much we've got.
All right, the date and hours for your big anniversary sale?
February 24th, 9 until 6.
And give us those regular hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 to 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Hey guys, are you looking for a professional and reliable tree service company in the Montgomery and surrounding areas? Well, check out the folks at Tree Masters. It's a name you know and trust. From pruning to full tree removal, they'll even help you remove your shrubs. They service all of central Alabama, including Lake Martin and Lake Jordan. Call them for a free quote today at 334-676-3638. That's 334-676-3638. Tree Masters.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Wire.
Make this the year of unbelievable comfort for you and your family with Luke Wire's annual preseason sale. Save 25% off a new Carrier AC system. Plus, receive a free one-year maintenance agreement and 10-year parts and labor warranty. Save big on a high-efficiency Carrier AC and heating system from Luke Wire. Turn to the experts at acbyluquewire.com for this and other exclusive offers.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Wire.
License number 84417.
If you're new to Medicare, the ins and outs can be complicated. At Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama, our local advisors are here to help answer your questions, and we're here to help you find a Medicare plan that fits your needs. Visit bcbsalmedicare.com or call 1-844-627-5612. Now, Medicare, that's focused on you. Blue Advantage is a PPO with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Blue Advantage PPO depends on contract renewal.
This is Jacob with Best Pro Services. We are locally owned and operated, and we are proud to be a top 15 small business in the state of Alabama. We specialize in pest, mosquito, and termite control, and we would love to earn your business. Give us a call for a free inspection and estimate, 265-9990, 265-9990. Or you can visit us on the web at ppsriverregion.com or find us on Facebook at Pest Pro Services. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services.
Looking for surplus or even new steel products? Look no further. At Southern Steel, they are your premier steel dealer to help you save big without compromising on quality. Come browse their vast inventory. From sturdy beams, pipe, and steel plates, Southern Steel has it all. Don't miss out on this opportunity to supercharge your projects while saving money. Visit Southern Steel today at 1295 North McDonough Street or on Facebook or call 240-2223. See you soon.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health...
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. We're talking past each other, I think, on our program here. And
I'm asking Chris Shaver.
So we're going to figure it out. But let's go to Charles the First of Dewinney. Charles the First, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Well, thanks for having me on. Hello, Allison, Amy, Beth, Scott.
Good morning.
Okay, I'm going to completely clarify this for you guys.
You remember me telling you
this will be my third time. That years ago, when they were able to see what was happening with the pregnancy in the womb, that when the sperm met the egg, and that was a human being starting with that particular connection.
The flash of light.
The blinding, yes. Golden, flashing light. Now, mm-hmm. if these embryos, and there's 15 of them all flashed, then you've got life with those 15. Is that not simple enough?
We're on the same page.
That just takes care of it. Now, for a few other things, Greg Cook, Justice Greg Cook, graduated from Harvard.
Okay.
And Allison, you might look up, because for some reason in my mind, and I could be wrong, I thought that he was one of the young Republicans that went to, during Gore versus Bush, to the Dade County window to try to keep him from counting votes. I could be wrong. I don't want to be saying it if not, but I'd love it if you'd look that up, because I didn't really like either side going to pound on somebody's, you know, window at all, even being my hardcore Republican self. And I wrote a thing on the Quora. And, you know, it's Charles the First of Duane, D-U-A-N-E, you know, you spell it out. Mm-hmm. I got the most views. It was about Professor Byron P. Democritus talking with you guys yesterday, and I got the most views on that. And
that guy's very interesting.
I did an analogy where the liberals were using the fake meat at Contrarian University and saying it was now life for their own point of view. Do you get me?
Yes.
You follow what I'm saying? And here's what kind of got me. I didn't put it in the article, but you guys kind of were coming at it from, we're not going to allow that to be potential for the creation of life. Do you get me?
I'm losing
it. I thought that I was hearing from you was, oh, let's don't talk about that in that way. Does that make sense? Like, we can't see that happening, but I could see liberals doing that, though. Do you get me?
I guess.
And I tied it into the legislature creating the law, the Supreme Court saying what they did, and how our legislature, I state many times in this, the way that they get the wording wrong, like with Birmingham Southern, where they say may instead of shall. And where they do what they do with the gas tax that now goes to not really do anything with our roads but the West Alabama Highway. And I state this could happen with the gambling and the casinos, and they could become anywhere. And what if in the future, we don't want it to happen, but Democrats have power, then those casinos will go where they want them to go by the means of this very law. But that's what all I wanted to say, everyone.
Hey, thanks, Charles Versa Duany. We appreciate you. We got time to get Joe?
We got about a minute and a half.
Let's go to Joe, and then we'll see how long. Joe, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Okay. Yeah, these externally created embryos.
Yes.
You know, these test tube produced souls. This is immoral in itself, because isn't this forcing God's hand, you know, to have multiple things just for testing purposes, creating souls in an embryonic form? I mean, it's like it's putting a burden on God that God never even thought about doing.
There are a lot of questions. I'm not an expert yet, but that is one of the questions we had earlier. Just there's a, you know, there is infertility and what we're doing, and we're still trying to figure out why we why we fertilize so many eggs. Could we not just do three or four at a time and then come back and do them again? You don't have to retrieve them, and that's all the big cost. So lots of questions, Joe. Good question, man. We got to take a break. We'll be up on the other side.